Hiking. Stargazing.
Kayaking.
Fishing.
Adventure.
Adventure. Welcome to the ABCD Adventures
Podcast.
Hey guys, this is Brittany, and I'm here with my lovely husband,
Chris.
Okay.
Hey.
And we take our girls, Amelia,
yo,
and Daphne.
Hi.
On trips through the U.S. national parks, Texas state parks, or anywhere Chris likes to say he and I, but it's really me, think is fun. And so this podcast is about the lessons we've learned during our experiences, our plans for future trips. So welcome to
ABCD Adventures Podcast.
This is why I want to video it, because we need to have
so
that
extra
thing. And it's so, yeah.
Jeez,
so, Amelia.
They're flipping their hair. I don't have any hair.
No. You have a beard. You could flip your beard.
Flip your beard.
Yeah. This is why I want to film it. It's because I feel like people need to see this.
Yeah, but we don't have them on every night. So anyway,
we're hoping to get them on more regularly.
Yes, more regular. Yeah.
So we know people like Amelia and Daphne more than they like us.
Is it more regular or regularly?
Mommy and Daddy.
We're hoping to make them regulars.
Regulars.
Instead of just guest stars.
Yeah, they're just guest stars right now. All right, so for our adventure highlight of the week. Amelia is going to tell us about
Camp Deer Run.
Camp Deer Run near Winnsboro, Texas. So Amelia, without screaming and squealing about it, okay, take a deep breath. Tell us
what is Camp Deer Run.
And you have 15 seconds. Go ahead.
What is Camp Deer Run?
It's the most beautiful camp ever. And it's like, there's like this thing. It's like a church camp, kind of.
It is exactly a church camp.
And there's this thing, and you can go 1 week, 2 week, and then 1 week, 2 week, and then
you can go one week or two weeks.
Yes. So it's a church camp in East Texas, and they have a peewee camp that Daphne's gone to. So Amelia, what are your top three favorite things about Camp Deer Run?
Can you tell us. You think about your top three deer things about Deer Run. Okay,
my top three. Actually, I have four.
Okay, get three.
Three.
One, it was super, super fun. There's different types of days. There's different types of fun activities.
Or like the different theme days. Okay, yeah. So that's one. Yeah. What's your other one?
My other one is you always feel like you're with other people around the world that goes to different types of churches, so you get to really learn different types of things.
Okay, around the world means like, East Texas.
All right. Or Texas,
okay.
Okay, and then what's your third one?
It's kind of like there's this thing called quiet time, and you have a chance to read the Bible, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, that's all for Camp Deer Run, actual camping.
All right, Daphne, what are your top three things about Pee Wee
Camp?
About
Pee Wee Camp. I get to ride a horse.
Okay, rode a horse.
That's number one.
What number two is what?
I get to go swimming.
Swimming. Okay, number three is?
I get to make a picture frame.
And you got to do crafts and make a picture frame. Good job, bud. All right.
So we'll probably talk more about Camp Deer Run.
Yeah. Or summer camps in general.
Yeah, because
Mama went to different church camps and Daddy went to different
camps. I went to a lot of
camp.
Church camps. But I'm saying because we'll talk about that later. Well, we might talk about it before.
The value of a summer camp is unprecedented for a parent.
For a parent,
it's 2 weeks free of kids. So, yeah. No, ma'am. No.
Yes, sir.
No, sir. No, ma'am. We'll fix that back.
No, it's supposed to be right here.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Then move that one in there. All right. Anyways, so I'm sorry, guys. We're working on our ads. Anyways, so no. I don't know what you just did there.
Right there. Yes,
okay. So Daphne, do our joke. Daphne came up with this joke. She made it up all on her own. Are you ready?
Knock, knock.
No.
It's not a joke.
Why did the cow cross the road?
Why did the cow cross the road?
I don't know why, Daphne.
Because it wanted to move home.
It wanted to move home.
Oh, Daddy, that was so funny. That was actually a good joke.
Thank you, Daddy.
You're welcome, bud. All right. So let's talk about our
trivia. So the our last week we asked how many I think it was
3 or 1. It was with
Foster.
It was Biscuit Head.
How many guide species services. Of duck are in North America? And it was 43.
Yep. How many species of ducks are in North America at 43? There are two sources. There's 20. One source says 29. The other one says 43.
So 29 plus was the
29
other.
Plus.
And so 43 is 29
plus. It is definitely 29 plus. That's a lot of different kinds of ducks.
Yeah.
That is more than I thought.
Yeah.
But when you start thinking about it, like you have snake ducks. And,
well, and you had all the ones he was talking about that I was like, oh,
well,
my
yeah,
head.
But you know.
So,
all right. So our new trivia question, Amelia is going to read for us.
How many
national parks?
National parks have.
Okay, just
B, C, D, Adventures gone to.
So how many national parks have, as ABCD Adventures, how many have we gone to? So that's going to be the trivia question. Remember to submit your answers to abcdadventures2020@gmail.com for a chance to win a sticker.
If we ever get them made. Maybe a shirt if we ever get them made.
So, yeah.
All right. Let's talk about our plans for the next trip.
Yes. So we are planning to, go to, we're really not quite sure. So we would love some input from you guys. We're wanting to either go to Waco to Camp Fimfo. And that's going to be a little more expensive. It's going to end up being about $400. And Camp Fimfo is not normally that expensive. It is pricier because it's a resort, camping resort.
It's a water park, resort.
It's got a water park, and the one in Waco is on, both of them are on rivers. Like, there's lots of stuff to do.
But this particular event is a concert.
Yes, it would be
it's a country music concert. We think our girls would like to go to.
Yeah, and so we would get to swim all day. We could take the kayaks out because it's right on the river.
No, you may not.
No, baby, it is. 8:30 at night. It is not snack time. And so it definitely
is so an opportunity.
And it would be definitely a neat thing to do. And so,
however, if we don't do that, we're considering going to one of our favorite campsites.
Probably our favorite.
We haven't been to it in 5 years.
We've never tent camped at it. It's been 4 years. Last time we went was our 2019 to Kerrville. And it was by the river. It's called something new now, but we would literally be on the river. It would be $70 for the whole weekend. So it would be significantly cheaper.
Yeah.
The 400.
But we love Kerrville.
Yeah. The 400 at Camp Fimfo is because we get to go to a concert. Yeah. And we'd have all the other things. And so we're kind of trying to go back and forth. Like, I think it'll determine, you know, Bert's coming the weekend before that. And so I think it'll depend on if we go to Bert or not. If we go to Bert, we probably won't go to the
concert. I don't think we're going to go to Bert.
You don't want to go to Bert?
I don't think so. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
I've never been to a concert at the AAC. I've been in the AAC. Now that I think about it, the American Airlines Center. I've never been. Yeah, I know. Rich Dallas people.
Oh my gosh.
Have you ever been to the AAC? Yes, you have.
Yeah, to Lauren Daigle.
Yeah. Go put some stuff on your face. Go get it.
That's what we're trying to decide. If we want to go and camp and kind of go to this big country concert, it's got like Josh Abbott.
It's got some people that we know of. We don't need to talk about it.
It's got some names. Like it's got some.
Go to mama.
Wait.
Is that the subject?
Yeah, go to daddy because I'm looking something up.
Come here.
It's got some.
All right, we can't have dead air. So,
I'm looking up.
It's a concert, but Camp Fimfo.
Camp Out concert. That's it.
The concert, the camp itself is worth it.
Josh Abbott Band and Reckless Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
And
are the two big names. So what it is both Friday night they're having three different bands play, and then Saturday night they're having three different bands play. And so it's like a whole weekend thing, and a weekend pass would be like $60. But then the camp out package includes everything. That includes your campsite. That includes the water park. That includes everything. And so, we're just
considering it because It's an opportunity to see some bands.
Mama.
That we don't really ever get to see very often.
All right, Daphne, you have a question? Or a comment?
Okay.
What would you like to do, concert or Kerrville?
Can I please say the thing?
What's your thing?
The largest.
Well, no, that's not a thing, babe.
Okay, where would you like to go? Would you like to go to Camp Fimfo and go to a concert, or go to Kerrville and be right on the river and be able to float on the river and take the kayaks on the river?
It's like
Fimfo. All right, 2, 3, go.
Answer.
Camp Fimfo.
Answer, Camp Fimfo.
Good thing y'all don't make the decisions, because you don't make money. Mm-hmm. All right.
Fimfo.
Let's move on.
Get your headphones ready.
Welcome back.
The
shoes
went
on different
times.
So,
oh my gosh.
You know, normally we like to kick off our season talking about the trip that will end our season. But we wanted to bring a special guest star just because we never know when he's going to be available, because he's a very popular guy.
Yep.
Plus, dove hunting started last weekend.
Yeah,
so
dove season started.
He's probably going to be MIA for a while.
Yeah, you know. Yeah,
but
I don't know if he does, but
yeah,
we didn't talk about it.
Yeah, he does. They do it at the
he
one.
He does. He does.
They go to the one at Jake Woods Ranch.
Oh, yeah, they go to the one.
They go out to West Texas for that. But yeah, so we are talking about our future trip. This is so excited about this trip.
Okay, so quickly.
Kind of a big deal.
All right. So Brittany is going to preface, or should I do the preface?
Do the preface. Okay, this is my 40th birthday trip, right? And so when I was about Amelia's age, so I think I was 10 or 11, because I was either 9 or 10 the first time we went. So I was around Amelia's age.
You were
We
young.
Went on our, I'm going to cry because I loved it. We went on kind of the trip, and I would say it's the trip that inspired me to do these things, because it made me realize you can go on a trip for 3 weeks. Like, it's doable.
Right.
Now, granted, my family never tent camped through any of it, but we went to... We went to Arizona. We went to Segura National Park. We went to the Grand Canyon. We went to Las Vegas. And then we went up to... We're not going to one of the places we went to, but we went to... I think it was... Sequoia. We went to Sequoia National Park, which we're going to hit in a few years. But we went to Sequoia. Then we went down and drove through. I don't remember if we stayed in LA. I know we went to the La Brea Tar Pits. And that's all I remember. Weirdly enough, all I remember about LA was the La Brea Park Tar Pits. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember. We may have done other things, but that just really stuck in my head. And it's just funny that it's in like a national monument.
Yeah.
And so you're being sweet, Daphne. And then
She's
we went
tired.
Down to Disneyland, and then from Disneyland, like, we went back home. So I don't know on the trip, like, how, I don't know if we went to Segura before, after what, but those are all the places we hit.
Okay. So, however, Uncle Bruce went back and did them all twice.
No, just Segura. Sequoia.
Twice.
So he went through Sequoia because he didn't have any film in his camera.
Yeah,
because
this was the late 1900s.
Yeah,
and
it was.
It wasn't digital.
Did you know I went in the 1900s?
Oh, Uncle Nick blew. I have to tell you about this. Me and Uncle Nick blew her mind today because there was no internet back in the late 1900s. Lands of Goshen, she said. Anyways. Lands of Goshen.
Oh my gosh. So weird.
All right, so.
So we kind of, I made this trip. So it's my 40th birthday. I turned 40
in
2024.
This trip, I was going to say, this trip is adapted off of that trip with a Britney twist.
Yes. Very big Britney twist.
Yeah.
So I'm like so excited. We've had to do a little bit of adjusting due to my new job because I work, I have less time off in the summer. But we've actually really had to, and because of Camp Deer Run and dance recitals, because of those things that are all three are very big priorities, we had to cut out 3 days of the trip.
Yeah.
So we're going from a 25-day trip to a 22-day trip, but it's still going to be fabulous. We will leave and we'll spend the night in Albuquerque. Anybody know where Albuquerque is?
Me.
Where?
What state is it in?
New Mexico.
Very good. You're so smart.
Albuquerque?
Yeah.
What's in Albuquerque? How do we know?
New Mexico.
That's where...
Aunt Debbie lived in Albuquerque.
I thought Albuquerque... Isn't Albuquerque where High School Musical, the actual movie, takes place?
No, that's in Utah.
No,
but it's in Arizona. All right, moving on.
It's in Utah.
No, we don't need to pause our show
to find
out.
To
talk about High School Musical, the musical, the musical, the musical. Part 5.
Part 17.
It doesn't matter. Anyways, that's in Arizona. It happens in Arizona. Why I know this, Amelia, I have no idea. They film things in other states because it's colder. Arizona's too hot. And they just say it's Arizona. All right, anyways, so Brittany, come on, continue with our trip.
All right, so our first national park, and we were going to spend a night at, but after research and needing to cut it down, we're going to, when we leave Albuquerque, we're going to drive to the Grand Canyon, but we're going to drive through and check out and spend probably 3 or 4 hours at the Petrified Forest. So here is the Petrified Forest, girls. What do y'all think we'll learn about there? If y'all are
there,
looking at pictures.
Right there, see right there, the rocks.
Yes, the
cut it up trees. Yes, rocks. That's right.
That pencil. The cut it up trees. So,
about the rocks.
I don't want to put it on the air because that'll be bad. So there is a story about my great uncle, about the Petrified Forest.
Really?
Yeah. So he had a friend, I'll put it, because it happened in the 1930s. Early 1900s. Or if not before, he had a friend that would come and visit him and bring him petrified trees from the Petrified Forest. Rock.
And they're not supposed to do that.
And they're not supposed to do that anymore. But this is the 1930s. So I didn't even know if the Petrified Forest was a national park in the 1930s.
Oh my gosh, Daphne, more people bought stuff on Big Kahuna.
Okay, Britt. Come on, bro. All
right, so they stole something. So the Petrified Forest, if you look, it's the hills of the Painted Desert, and there's going to be all these rocks and things. So that's what we're going to do, and it was the 30th National Park. So we're going to go from there to the ever-so-popular Grand Canyon, and we're going to spend 3 days there. We would love to
hike down.
Yeah.
But at the time, we will have a 7-year-old.
7-year-old and 11-year-old.
An 11-year-old. I can't believe. We don't think they're quite ready for that. So hiking down to the bottom of Grand Canyon is going to have to be a thing when Chris is 50, 60, and Brittany is 50 something.
So we'll see. We probably aren't gonna hike. But I want to do the donkey rides, but those are like super expensive.
Yeah, it's gonna have to be going back.
But I don't think we can't fly fish at the Grand Canyon, right?
You can, but you have to do specific hikes down.
That's what I'm saying. We can't hike. If we're not hiking down, we can't fly fish.
You have to hike down. The river is at the bottom.
That's what I'm saying. So we can't. So we because I didn't plan for us to get. And so we're going to be, and I'll show y'all, we're going to be, let's see, we're going to be at the south rim of the Grand Canyon, and I don't see.
We're going to be in the north rim.
No, we're not going to be at the north rim. We're going to be at the south rim.
It doesn't matter right now.
The south rim is the most popular. Oh, here it is. Here's another one. It is the 13th National Park. Yeah, the South Rim is a popular destination for 90% of the park. So.
Okay. Anyways, so our next destination
is... So we'll spend,
Hoover Dam!
Yes, we will check out Hoover Dam. The Dam. Right, Daphne? So we're going to spend 2 full days in the Grand Canyon. Mm-hmm. And then we are going to Vegas. And where are we staying in Vegas, Amelia?
Paris.
We are going to stay at the Paris Hotel. Because Amelia loves Paris.
Bonjour, good day. How is your wife?
What did you just do to me, Daphne? What was that?
Bonjour, good day. How is your wife? They don't do that there, babe. Just so you know.
So, And from Vegas, we are going to go to Yosemite, the third national park.
Can I tell them all taking all of those camping. We're going to go to Disney.
We will get to that in a minute. Hold on. So we're going to go to Yosemite. And so, girls, like, look at Yosemite. Look at that picture. Look at that.
Yosemite's in California.
That's going to be kind of close to the movie I've been watching, right? The TV show I've been watching.
Well, no, Napa Valley will be close to where you're watching.
Yeah. But, like, they did a scene today that I swear was, like, right here.
Yeah. Probably. I mean,
like, it looked like that.
Yeah. El Capitan is a very popular filming location.
So we're going to go spend more days there, more time as far as national parks go.
So Yosemite is not the second national park, but is the first, like, state park.
It's the third national park.
But it's the first state park.
And California, California is the gold state.
The golden state.
Michigan is the Great Lakes state.
Mommy.
Learned it from books.
Mommy.
Thank God for books. Thank God for libraries.
Tree, that's the tree that the people cut it down to use benches.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, good story. All right.
So we'll drive from Vegas into Yosemite, we'll spend two full days there, plus however long we're there. Once we get in from Vegas, we'll get up real early at Vegas, probably, because we'll just have to pack up our hotel room. We won't have to pack up anything else.
No. And we're still working on how we're going to do all that.
Yeah. Because we are hoping to, I don't think we'll have it this weekend, but we'll definitely have it this summer. And hopefully before we go on our next trip, before our Kerrville or Waco trip, Chris and his dad are going to turn a flatbed trailer into a kayak camping trailer.
Yeah.
Not like sleep-in trailer, but like to take all of our stuff. Yeah. So
it'll be a little bit different than what we've done because we've sold our truck. And so anyways, our next stop will be Yosemite.
Will be, this is probably the definite Britney twist. The reason we're doing Yosemite and not Sequoia. Yeah, we're doing this one. Look at, I told you, look how pretty that is. What do you think we'll do in Yosemite? Look at this picture. What do you think we're going to do?
Can we walk all the way? Can we
do? We'll see. But what do you think the number one thing Mommy and Daddy are going to do in Yosemite is?
Swim.
No. What do we love to do when we go to national parks?
Fish.
I love how they're both like, fish. Yep. When this fish one kids her, catches fish with her bare hands.
Sorry. That happened.
Hey, we can also rock climb at Yosemite.
We gotta get rock climbing power back up. I gotta get up to that top. We gotta go.
We'll talk about rock climbing on the next episode. How's that?
Oh, we could. Yeah, maybe we'll do that.
Because we didn't talk about it. We did that recently.
Yeah. Well, we need to write it down so we can do.
All right.
We're gonna go to Napa Valley. That's actually where we're gonna spend the most of our time. So it's kind of in the north central, not too far from San Francisco and Sacramento. That's Yosemite. And so that's why we're doing Yosemite instead of Segura, Sequoia, because Sequoia is more southern middle, whereas Yosemite is northern central, and so Yosemite is closer to Napa Valley. And so that's why we're choosing to do Yosemite instead of Sequoia. And also because Mommy just wanted to do Yosemite because it's California. But in Napa Valley.
I want to do Yosemite forever.
But we're actually spending, we'll drive in from Yosemite to Napa Valley and we'll drive in and go straight to San Francisco. Mm-hmm. We will go to, we're going to do just like, you know, we'll go to the wharf. We'll probably try to go to Alcatraz.
It's a national monument.
Yeah, we'll probably try to go to Alcatraz. We'll probably go to the wharf. Maybe try to do the trolley, and that'll be about it. There's really nothing else that we want
to
do.
Oh no, I think we need to find that park.
No, I'm
the only one. I love this show back in the 80s and the 90s.
No, but there's nothing else in San Francisco that anybody wants to see.
And it was filmed in San Francisco. What was the name of it? There's that one with Urkel.
Yes.
So Family Matters.
Yes, Family
was
Matters.
Filmed in San Francisco.
That's what we're going to go see. We're going to go find the house from Family Matters.
What movie? What show is it, man?
It is called Full House.
So,
actually, it's called Full House.
So and then just to make ourselves feel old, Amelia wants to go see the Full
Fuller House house. So yeah, that's actually a big reason. We're going to San Francisco primarily for Alcatraz, to see the National Monument, and to go and see the Fuller House house.
We're going to go look inside.
No, people actually live there.
People live there.
And right? So we'll go to hit those two spots before heading to Napa. And I have, my sister-in-law suggested this weekend, they went for her 40th birthday, that you only hit up like 2 to 3 wineries so you can like really enjoy them. And they're really only open from like 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And yeah. So now, luckily, I've done my research, big shocker to everyone, and have like a whole thing mapped out.
And we'll go into detail on that later.
Yeah. And so right now we're trying to...
Oh my gosh,
this is why we need to video it. But Napa Valley, we'll spend 3 full days in Napa. We'll spend like a day in San Francisco.
And there are rivers to fish.
Yeah, well, and that's what I'm having trouble with, is because there's a couple of places that will be like super close. Like in less than... Yes, we'll talk about that in just a minute. In like less than an hour. But then there's places that are a little further away that are like an hour to an hour and a half. But they're like, here's one that's like, hay rides, movie night, ice cream social, dance party, arts and crafts, riverfront. Like, all this great stuff. And with us being done with the wineries at 5, we want a campsite that's going to have stuff. Because even if it's an hour drive, like, the latest we'll be home is at 6. And I don't know when the sun sets over there, but yeah.
Pacific.
I don't know.
Pacific time. Whatever Pacific time is. I've never been in Pacific time.
But like because the sun this summer was up until like 10 p.m.
Yeah. All right. So our next site, because this is supposed to be just an overview.
Mm-hmm.
So they know what kind of.
But we'll put a survey out on ABCD Adventures for y'all to help us pick.
Maybe.
So our next national park is Pinnacles. This is one, I actually thought it was on the coast, but it is not. It is the 59th National Park, and it is in California. And it's kind of more of a, almost, it feels kind of deserty, it looks like in the pictures.
What do you think, Daphne? Does that look like a desert?
No. That looks like a big butterfly.
It reminds, like, I remember there being a place like this in Indiana Dunes that looked a lot like that.
Yeah, that's
in the So the picture they're looking at is an outcropping of rock in a deserty kind of location with some sparse trees and grass.
It was found by a young Michigan transplant. Here, the cliffs of many-colored rock drives hundreds of feet in sharply defined terraces, great domes or pinnacles. Beyond and scattered over an area of some 6 square miles is a massive conglomerate rocks, wonderful in extent and in fantastic variety of form and coloring.
Okay, nerd.
I was just reading the thing.
It sounds like amazing hikes.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of hiking.
Amazing hiking.
I think it's just going to be some really good hiking. So we'll spend a full day. So we'll spend, when I say a full day, we get there usually in the afternoon, and so we kind of have a day to kind of explore near our campground. What do you want to tell?
In Napa Valley, like, the rocks kind of, I think, look like a flower.
No, well, we'll see. Oh, but in Napa Valley, there is one winery we're going to for sure, no matter what we do, and it is called...
Fess Parker.
Castello di Amorosa. We are for sure going there because it is a castle that while the parents do wine tastings, the children can do juice tastings.
They don't like that.
And so I think that would be fun. And so, of course, everywhere I Googled is very family friendly. It's going to have a lot of things to do and a lot of things to play. But back to Pinnacles. So it's probably going to be a lot of hiking. I don't see there being a ton of fishing. I think it's mostly going to be hiking.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll spend a full day there. We'll drive in from Napa, however long it takes to get there, probably like 3-ish hours. So if we left in the morning, we could probably get a good...
So it's the Pinnacles is the 59th.
Mm-hmm. So it's pretty new.
It's pretty new.
Yeah.
And it said, don't miss the balconies. The balconies. Cave. Trail. Oh, and the bear.
What?
Cave trail.
Bears?
So from Napa Valley, which is further south, but so let's look at Santa Rosa from Santa.
Babe. Hey.
Hey.
What? You're talking?
I'm not talking anymore because you want to move on to something else.
No. So it'll be about 3 hours to get to Pinnacles from.
Yeah, it'll be 3 hours. All right.
So, but after Pinnacles, what's our next?
So we'll get a good chunk. We'll get a day and almost three quarters at Pinnacles because we'll get there by lunchtime.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that'll be a short trip.
We'll get to Pinnacles by lunchtime, and so we'll get to have a good chunk of our first day.
Something on the way.
Yeah.
So what's the next?
The next one is Channel Islands. And this is going to be definitely a unique experience. Oh my
goodness. Girls, look what's on the picture right there.
What is that?
It's a sea lion.
Those are sea lions. Sea lions. Look right there.
Hold me, Daphne. Hold me.
Okay. All right, Mama. It looks like we're going to have to wrap up pretty quick.
So we're going to be going
kind of crazy.
So Channel Islands, we are most likely going to be staying in Ventura. Just because the Channel Islands National Park, we will not be camping at it. It is the one national park that we will not camp at. So far. There's another
one
for sure I know we won't be camping at. Well, none of the Florida ones we'll camp at.
Mommy,
because you actually, so the
Mommy.
Yes, ma'am.
Right, Florida doesn't matter right now.
Yeah.
Can you tell them?
Why don't you tell them?
Chris, if you want to hear something on ABCD Adventures, just text us.
Okay. Save that to the end, babe.
Yeah, we'll talk about that
at the end. Okay.
So,
go back. All right, so Channel Islands is an island.
It's multiple islands. So you actually have to like take a boat, and our tent is not. We aren't backpacking tent campers. You know, we may go and we may be like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. And so when the girls get older, we may go and do that. But as of right now, no, mm-hmm. We will
Put
not
that back.
Be.
What will we be staying in?
So we'll probably be staying at like a KOA or something like that in Ventura Beach. Kind of a couple places. So we'll be staying at Ventura Beach. So we'll be staying on the beach. But Channel Islands, you have to take like a ferry and you have to bring your own
We're almost done.
Yeah. So we we'll see.
So after Channel Islands?
Channel Islands, we're going to drive through LA. We just decided not to stop in LA, like not to stay in LA. Mm-hmm. Just because we aren't familiar with the area, so we don't really, we know we want to go to the Grauman Chinese Theater. We know we want to see the Hollywood sign, and we want to go to La Brea Tar Pit. But other than that, driving.
Otherwise, we can drive to fly to LA.
Fly to LA if there's other things that we want to do.
I've been there.
You haven't.
What is that, Amelia?
Cuyahoga Valley, the waterfall.
That was a beautiful waterfall.
Brandywine Falls is what
it was. It was no Abrams Falls, but it was good.
Oh no!
I think I liked Abrams Falls because we could get so close to it.
I don't know. That one, well.
You know what I mean?
This one's fun.
Yeah,
but and then
that's mommy and daddy trip only.
Because it's only, it's a less, from Ventura, which we'll stay when we go to Channel Islands, to our next stop, is only like less than 2 hour drive. So it'll be easy. We'll be able to stop and go see. And like I said, we'll drive from Pinnacles there. We'll get there a little after lunch because it's about a 3.5 hour drive. And then we'll have a full day to go island hopping because we can take boats to the different islands. From Channel Islands, we're going to, where are we going next, Daphne? Where are we going after Channel Islands?
Disneyland!
We're going to Disneyland. No, we're just doing Disneyland, baby. I'm sorry.
Can we switch that to Universal? first. I want to go to Mario Land.
Because M.E.D. did?
Mm-hmm. And she says it's really fun.
Okay, so this is Mommy's trip, and we're going to Disneyland.
Hey, y'all are going to like Disneyland. It's different than Disney World.
And it's going to be my first time.
They have a whole Marvel park.
It's going to be my first time.
Same than that. They have a Cars park. They have.
So we're only going to spend 2 days at Disneyland. We're going to spend 2 days. We have a couple of different places that we're looking at staying. So we'll do like Downtown Disney the first night, and then we're going to get a park hopper pass so we can go back and forth between Disneyland and California Adventures. Yes, ma'am.
And
what?
And if you want to drive to there, it's very easy. Is that the drive?
Yes, and we're going to drive there. You just got to drive. And so it's like I said, it's an hour and 45 minutes from Ventura Beach where we'll be staying.
Are we staying there at a hotel?
So we will stay at a hotel. This will be the one, Disneyland and Vegas are the two times we're staying in hotels.
Yeah.
And so, but it's a little different. I feel like it's a little bit different parking your trailer, like our trailer with our camping stuff, across the street from Disneyland.
If you are one of Daddy's friends...
And you live in Chris, Anaheim.
And you live in Anaheim and Las Vegas. We may need to borrow you to park our trailer at your house. Just so it'll be safe. Thank you.
But I also feel like across the street from Disneyland is a little bit different than Vegas.
We'll see.
So,
Mommy.
Yeah.
I have breaks tomorrow.
Can you have what? Braids tomorrow? Yes, I will do braids tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh. Focus on the
person. And so from Disneyland, we were originally going to spend 3 days at Disneyland. And then we were going to go to San Diego. But we, again, had to cut out some days. So we're only spending 2 full days at Disneyland. And then instead of going to San Diego, because we decided, yes. You're so silly. We decided we wanted to, I went to Chris and I said, hey, I would have to take off like 11 days of work. Mm-hmm.
Mommy,
we can't do that.
Yeah.
And so.
But we'll go into greater detail on all that later.
Yeah. Well, no, we don't need to go. This is the time to go into the greater detail for all of that. Yeah. And so we just decided to cut it out because we could do San Diego. We could fly out there. We could fly out there for like spring break. It would probably be a nice place to visit at Christmas, something like that. So we just decided that somewhere, if we decide we want to go, we can, without having to go like camping there. Like we could go and spend like 3 or 4 days. So, but.
Did I try it on tonight?
All right, so after Disneyland.
So from Disneyland, we're going to do our last national park.
What's our last national park, Mama? Please get in your seat.
Segura. Segura is our last national park.
Girls, let's look at Segura. Are you ready?
What's Segura?
Well, exactly. Let's look at it.
What's the word Segura?
Ooh.
Cactuses?
I remember this one. This is a cool one.
Ooh.
These are these cacti only exist in this national park.
That, the literal name of the cactuses is guess what?
Cactuses.
They're not cactuses.
Segura cacti.
Mm-hmm. This is cool.
Like I remember these. These were really cool.
Mm-hmm. Mommy, did you have those pokey things?
Yes, they do.
So we need to go. Special gloves that won't poke you.
Yeah.
No. I have worn leather gloves.
And they still poke you.
And they still poke
you. So you just don't need to touch them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, Mommy and Daddy want to talk a little bit more about the trip, but it's y'all's bedtime, so y'all give us kisses, and y'all head up to bed, because y'all have school in the morning. Will you do that with your sister?
Mm.
Okay, and we'll come up and do it when we're done here, okay? Okay, we'll come up, I promise. All right. Y'all go up. Okay. Y'all go up.
We'll be up there in a little bit.
Because there were a few other things I wanted to talk about, and I think you felt kind of rushed through it because of the girls. And so there's still some stuff that I would like to talk about on the trip, because this is the time to talk about it, because we kind of talk about our future trip and what we're... What are y'all doing?
Well, I mean,
I'm
like everybody.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you didn't get to return your books?
No,
All right, come on, right. Let's go.
Y'all go. We love you. And so I've been wanting to talk to Chris, and we just haven't been able to. So I'm going to take the chance right now and make him talk to me about it. So we, you know, we know where we're staying in, Chris from Segura, we're going home. Like that's the end of it. And I've been wanting to talk to him about this for like weeks.
If it was for me, I would not go straight home from Segura. I'd go to Santa Fe.
Well, we're spending the night somewhere between Segura and home.
I've never been to Santa Fe. I'd love to go.
You picked Albuquerque. I said, do you want to do Santa Fe and Albuquerque? And you told me Albuquerque. But Santa Fe, we're not fishing. We're not fishing or anything. It's literally just a spend the night thing.
It's not a fishing thing. It's a beauty thing.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, when we can do Santa Fe instead of...
I did.
Yeah. No, so I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different places that I'm trying to figure out where to stay in Napa.
Lord help.
What? I keep trying to talk to you about this and you're like, oh, okay, I don't want to talk about it. It's too early. But we need to, because one of the places that I actually had more than that, but two places are already sold out for when we're going to be there. Because we'll be there right before 4th of July. And so there are people that have already booked it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, y'all, the lesson here is book 2 years in advance.
Some of these places you need to. Some of these places you need to.
Yeah.
Like, I even went through. Now, some of them places, one place doesn't open until December. Another one doesn't open until February. Okay, things like that.
Okay.
But one's Both Napa Valley State Park. We would be within 14 to 53 minutes from all the wineries I've looked at.
So what you're saying is that we could drive 14 minutes.
Uh-huh, and get to a winery.
And get to a winery and then drive 35 more minutes and get to another winery.
Oh, so no, all the wineries on the first day are within like 15 minutes of each other. I've like super planned this Napa trip because I want to get the most out of my time.
Y'all, here's my thing. And Brittany, do not interrupt me.
Mm-hmm.
So if Brittany's already had it all planned out and all Chris has to do is drive, why do I need to know and have an opinion in what we do?
I'm asking where we're going to stay. Like where we are. I have all these places I want to know about staying.
Oh.
Yes.
The best place.
Well, I don't know what the best place is. That's what I'm trying to talk to you about.
Y'all, the best place.
The wine is hitting you.
Is the cheapest place.
Okay, but the cheapest place is not on a river.
Okay.
Okay, so let me say, Both Napa Valley State Park. Between the 15 wineries I've researched, we would be within 14 to 53 minutes. 53 would be the furthest we would have to drive to get to a winery.
Oh, we'd start there.
The only it only has a pool and you have to do a pay shower. It's $223 for the whole thing.
For how many days?
So we have one night, two night, three night, four nights.
So $50 a night?
Essentially, yeah.
Yeah.
So all of the prices are pretty reasonable. The most expensive one is the KOA.
Okay. So the next place?
So the next place is called Skyline Wilderness Park. Mm-hmm. We would be anywhere from 20 minutes to an hour and a half from wineries.
Okay. That's still not bad.
It has disc golf, archery, and a fishing pond. And it's $180 for the whole thing. No, it's not bad. The next one, which I think is going to be, which I would have to say it's definitely in my top three, if not top two. It's called Spring Lake Regional Park. It's a little bit further, but we're within 18 to, so I guess it's about the same as the Napa Valley, 18 to 55 minutes away from any of the wineries that I've looked at.
Mm-hmm.
It has swimming, water inflatables, but you know, Amelia is hard to impress with those water inflatables.
Mm-hmm.
You can rent kayaks, and then fishing. They also have fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's $176, so that's the cheapest. Okay.
Okay.
And that has a lot of good stuff. But here's the stuff that you're going to, where you're going to want to stay. Okay. So Cassini Ranch Family Campground. It is anywhere from an hour to an hour and 35 minutes away. So it is further away. It's more towards the coast. It has hay rides, movie nights, ice cream socials, dance parties, arts and crafts, and it's on the river. It's on a, on the Russian River. Mm. Yeah. And it's anywhere from 331 to 338. The next one is Johnson's Beach, which is 43 minutes to an hour and 28 minutes away. And it has kayaking and riverfront access. And then Petulum KOA is kind of between Napa Valley and San Francisco. It's kind of where you, I would describe it. And it has, it is anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour and 2 minutes away. And it has a pool, hot tub, and sauna. Plus all the other KOA stuff for $403. And then there is Schoolhouse Canyon Park, which is 34 minutes to 58 minutes away, and it has swimming, river access, and pay showers, and it is $380.
Wow. That's a lot.
I know. And so we don't have to decide tonight on the podcast, but I just wanted you, like, I think
spring. I don't think an hour, driving an hour to get to a winery, as long as you can, is it an hour to the nearest winery? Or all the wineries?
No. Okay. So, like, I'll go to the Cassini family one, which I think was the one we were
it's fine.
Furthest away. So, like, day one, depending on which winery we start at, it's it would either take us an hour and 21 minutes or an hour and 35 minutes to get there. So, we would probably want to go to the one that's, like, an hour and 20 minutes away. But, again, remember, they all open at 10. So, we're not looking at leaving until, like, 8:30. So, it's not like we're having to leave at, like, 6 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And then day two, 57 minutes or an hour and 1 minute. All the wineries are within 30 minutes. Once we get to it, they're all within 30 minutes of each other, the ones that I'm looking at going to. And so it just, you know, it depends on do we want to leave at, do we want to leave at 9 o'clock and get there by 10 o'clock or do we want to leave by, you know, and then again, we could, if we leave at 5, we're still at home by 6:30.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Man.
But once we get to the wineries, like I said, everything's close together.
This looks like the job of a color-coded map.
Think I need to, like, draw something out?
I think we need to order a couple of California maps.
Okay, and kind of look at where everything's at.
Yeah, some of their free, like, tourist maps, and draw it out.
So I did that.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. I did it on Google's Maps. I did it on Google Maps. No, I didn't do it on the walls.
Because I did it on Google Maps. I'm not going to look on freaking Google. No, come on. I need the visuals.
I know, but I have the visual. That's how do you think I come up with all this? I literally, dude, I took like a week and did all of this.
Mm, only a week?
Yeah.
Mm, what a rush job. Such a millennial.
Shut up. But yeah, I just really we have to decide. Really, we have to decide. Do we want to stay? Do we want to stay in Napa or Sonoma Valley, or do we want to stay closer to the coast on a river?
So, I'm gonna go and say that closer to the coast is not something that I need to have in my life.
Closer to the coast means we'd be on a river, though. I know, but that means we would be on a river and you could fly fish.
Need to fly fish the entire time. We didn't fly fish the entire time on this trip.
I know. So if fishing's not a big deal to you, my number one would be the Spring Lake Regional Park. Because
we didn't fly fish the entire trip. We went to Yellowstone, which is the whole point. I wanted to go to Yellowstone.
I think that one, to me, that's the kind of one I want because it's the most centrally located. It's located between Sonoma and Napa Valley. Like it's located like right in the middle. Like here's Spring Lake, here's Sonoma Valley, here's Napa Valley. And it's like right in the middle. It. And it's the cheapest.
Okay, then book it.
Okay. I just didn't know if you wanted to be like on a river, like the Russian River to go fly fishing. That was my thing.
No, that is not a priority. This is your trip. Okay. Our fly rods will be in the car. mm-hmm. for Yosemite.
Well, and they also it's because they have a fishing pond here.
Okay. My goal is to fish in as many national parks as mm-hmm. I can. Yosemite, I have a national parks fly fishing book mm-hmm. and they suggest Yosemite. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the places I want to fly fish. Mm-hmm. And so if we were not to fly after that, I'm okay. We'll be drinking wine. We'll be having a good time.
Yeah.
And there'll be things like ice cream socials.
Well, and also I think about if we're staying like less than an hour. So if we decided to do like a car service, we're not looking at having to pay like a ton of money if we decided we wanted to go that route.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on.
Moving on.
So after Napa Valley. No, after
Disneyland, that's it. I talked about all that. And then we're heading home.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so, like I said, we're just going to drive as far as we can.
And then figure it out.
Because I told Chris, I said, do you want to drive?
We're going to drive to Uncle
Jody's.
Do we
want to drive 13 hours to
Uncle? We'll drive to Uncle Jody's house.
Okay, we can go see Jody.
And then we'll drive home.
Well, and that's why I just realized when I was talking, we won't have the trailer. We might have the bed extender, but we won't be bringing the kayaks.
We'll have the trailer.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll bring the kayaks. If we're going to bring the trailer, we'll bring the kayaks.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure something out.
Yeah, but I'm just saying we don't necessarily need to.
Let's not overwhelm it right now.
Oh, I know.
With discussion.
But what I'm saying is,
you're doing too much.
But before we thought we might have a pop up, and that's why we need a place to put it. But we may not. We won't. We don't have to bring the trailer since we're staying at hotels and stuff. That's all I was thinking is we don't have to bring the kayaks.
No, we don't. You're right. We don't have to bring tubes.
Mm-mm. None of that.
None of that.
So we could just take my car. So when we stay in places like Disneyland and Vegas, we're not. And also, I'm sure there's probably people on here that are listening going, really, you're taking your 7 and 11-year-old to Vegas? But one thing I want to say about Vegas.
Daffy is freaking lucky, man.
But you can also go to Vegas and not gamble and not drink and have a fabulous time. Just, I'm excited to just walk through the hotels and let the girls see the different hotels. They're excited to go to M&M and Coca-Cola. They are going to love the, like, fountain.
Other than that, there's an aquarium at the Mandalay Bay.
That's amazing.
There are...
Hopefully they don't find any dolphins having sex.
Baby, Jesus Christ. This is supposed to be a family friendly.
That happened on our honeymoon. The dolphins.
Okay. Why don't you take a break?
Thankfully, we
talked for a while. Let me talk.
Okay.
So Mandalay Bay has an aquarium. Luxor has a rotating exhibit. The last time that we went to that exhibit, it was the Titanic. Mm-hmm. I doubt it's still the Titanic. Mm-hmm. That was a really cool exhibit, though.
That was a long time ago.
That was 12 years ago.
Yeah.
12 years ago.
No, it was
2011. 12, almost 14 years ago.
No, it was 2011. We went August 2011.
12 years
ago. So it was 12 years ago, not
14.
12.
Why are we arguing about it?
Because
I said it was 12.
And then you said, or 14.
Y'all say a prayer for her, Brittany. Anyways.
Good thing we're spending a weekend away from each other.
Stop. Okay? Let me say what I got to say.
Okay.
There are other things like the Excalibur show. There are shows like there's the tiger exhibit.
And the pirate show.
There's
Mandalay,
a lion exhibit.
I was talking about the pirate show at the Mirage.
The pirate show at the Mirage. There's also the dolphin exhibit. And there's also the lion exhibit at the mm-hmm. MGM. And then there's just simply going up into the different towers.
Caesar's Palace. There's circus. It's just
Amelia has gotten. It's my mother's birthday, and she bought her a book a few weeks back, and it was like, "What are the things you like to do with my mother?" or with Shay Shay, and it was like shopping.
Yeah.
So Amelia just likes to go shopping, and if we just like lay out like this crap is too expensive for you to buy,
but you can go and like look at it.
Look at it.
With it.
You know?
She's going to be, you know, 11 and a half, kind of about to start sixth grade, which in some places in middle school, thankfully, it's still elementary. But, like, she'll be, you know, going. She can try on her first pair of Louis Vuittons.
Unless we're blacklisted. We might be blacklisted since the last time we went.
Yeah, that was so weird.
Whatever. We're still
on maybe by that point I can buy me a pair.
I doubt that. I know. Anyways.
I want a Louis Vuitton before I want some Louis Vuittons.
Anyways, so there's lots to do in Las Vegas.
I'm so excited about this trip.
There's lots to do in Las Vegas for children. And a lot of people are like, oh, that's just for adults because they see it on movies. Mm-hmm. My parents refused to go. But y'all, just the food alone.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the experience, it's an experience. Like going, like Amelia's super excited because the pool at Paris, I really want to go somewhere with like a really awesome pool, like a water park pool and stuff.
How many times have you been to Vegas? 7 times? 8 times?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
6 times.
First time I was 13 years old, and it was my favorite time.
Yeah.
I had so much fun when I was
13.
I've been 8 times. 6, 7, 7 or 8. Yeah, 7 or 8.
Since Michelle's birthday in 2010.
So I went when I was in...
Why are we talking about your times? We're talking about my time.
No, I'm trying to think. I went when I was Amelia's age. Then I went again when I was a freshman in high school. And then I went again. Then I didn't go again until Michelle. And then I went for our honeymoon. And then we went in 13. And then we went here. And then we went... So 7. I've been 7 times.
Okay.
I've been like 4 or 5.
I've been like 4 or 5 times. And it's fun. Mm-hmm. And it gets old. Any place when you do it over an hour.
Almost a week. And that was too long.
A week is too long. 2 or 3 days is good. Mm-hmm. And so it is something...
Sorry.
Are you freaking kidding me, dude?
Sorry.
You couldn't have waited?
No.
I'm not cutting that out. Brittany's annoying. She had to pour ice in the middle of the podcast. Why? She knows better. The rules of sound, it carries.
It carries. This will probably be when Crystal critiques our podcast.
Shout out to Crystal Green. Anyways. Anyways, so we're done. You know,
yeah, we're done talking about it. Sorry.
We can beat this to death because
I've essentially been planning this since I was 12 years old.
5 years old.
Yeah, I've been wanting to do a trip like this with my family. And so I'm very excited. I just am. I'm super excited about it. And I'm sure I'll mention it throughout the season.
Yeah, there's a few episodes before we actually go on the trip where we clarify a little bit usually about our planning and anything that's changed. Yes, there is. She's sitting here shaking her head like we don't do it. We do it every time. It literally provides podcast content. I don't know why you're saying, no, we don't do that. Yes, we do. So let's... Yeah. On the next episode of ABCD Adventures... We will talk about our...
Right now, we're thinking about the spring break cruise. That's what the girls wanted. And so, if they're on the podcast next week, that will be the spring break cruise. If they're not on the podcast next week, then who knows what it might be.
Mm-hmm. Who knows? Absolutely.
Who knows?
Considering that they're already not in bed.
Yeah.
They may not be on the podcast.
But we also started later. We normally try to record on Wednesday night, but I was sick last night. And so we started later at like 8 because Amelia had dance and stuff. And so.
Oh, yeah. But
I think if we recorded on Wednesday at like 6, we could make it work.
Yeah, we'll
see. But we're starting at 8 is a little too late.
So, either way, y'all, thank you for listening to the ABCD Adventures podcast. We hope you've enjoyed learning about more about our future trip,
our 2024 summer trip.
Brittany's trip, which I'm super excited because she's going to be super excited about it. Don't forget to follow us at TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook at ABCD Adventures. Also, email us at abcdadventures2020@gmail.com. Anytime you have ideas or suggestions on topics or trips,
like I said, we're trying to figure out where we go at the end of the month. So if you have an idea Waco versus Kerrville, hit us up.
If you think our girls can make it without seeing Reckless Kelly.
Or Josh Abbott Band.
Until they get a little bit older. Let us know. Anyways, thank you for listening. And remember to go
where you feel most alive.